Welcome to the War Room with Mike Blanco. Prepare yourself to get dropped into a new subject each week as a soldier's diligence meets entrepreneurial challenges in today's marketplace. So sit back and enjoy the tactics of the War Room with Michael Blanco. Here's your host.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Happy Thursday. Hope everybody's crushing it this week. Looking forward to the weekend, get some time with the family, recharge, and then before we go into next week and absolutely crush our goals again. And I've been really busy between the emails I've been getting, the conference calls I've been getting, and the people that have reached out that I've been connecting with through my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and everything else. It's just been a bombardment of interactions. And it forced me to realize that I need to structure my life a little bit better and what I'm doing here a little bit better, right? I need to start doing some of those things that I don't necessarily want to do, because for the last couple of weeks I've been doing a lot of things that I love doing, a lot of things I'm really passionate about. I've been talking to people on LinkedIn, been talking to former soldiers of mine, giving career advice, just talking to people in general, just being engaging, which is something I really enjoy. But on the flip side of that same coin, I've kind of been neglecting some of the things that I don't necessarily want to do. And that's a trap I think a lot of us fall into. So that's actually what I wanted to talk about today, because I had the opportunity to talk to a really young lieutenant at a unit that I was in years ago. It's always cool to talk to somebody from an old unit, because you get to find out like who's still there, how things have progressed, have things gotten better or worse. And he told me, he's like, you know, I really don't know, because I'm not really satisfied where I am in my position right now. I said, oh, why is that? He's like, well, I'm waiting to become a platoon leader. I was like, okay, so you're on staff, right? And for those that aren't in the know, what staff means in the military is you're just like it sounds, you're on staff. And this particular kid's working in the S1 shop, which is our administrative. And I was like, well, what's wrong with that? And he's like, well, like recently the squadron commander told me, he's like, hey, can you fix the TV in the command suite? I was like, okay, so did you get the TV in the command suite fixed? He's like, no. I was like, what do you mean no? Why didn't you? He's like, well, I kind of felt like it was beneath me. And I looked at him, I was like, that's not beneath you. That was an opportunity to be successful. And he kind of looked at me weird, and I was like, the things that we don't want to do in life are typically the things that are going to set us up for success later on to be successful. And the way I explained it to him was like this. That was ego telling him that something was beneath him. He thinks that because he's in a certain position that he has certain education or certain age, or some of us have, you know, graduated from this military academy or went here, that certain things are beneath us. And that's just not the case, right? Those are opportunities to do the grunt work and excel where other people aren't willing to excel. And I told him, what would have happened if you would have jumped on that opportunity immediately, and if not gotten the TV fixed the same day, what would have happened if you would have reported back, you know, I set up these appointments, I got these parts, and it'll be fixed by this date? I think you would have set yourself up with that commander to maybe expedite your movement into doing what it is you want to do ultimately, which is be a platoon leader. And he said, you know, I hadn't really thought about that. And it made me think really a lot about how most of us go through life not wanting to do certain things. There's a lot of things nobody wants to do, but those are the things that we have to do to be successful. And the thing about social media, and it's ironic because I'm using social media right now, is that social media allows us to project false images, not just to other people, but to ourselves as well, right? And what do I mean by that? I mean by that is it's easy to get on social media and tell people, I'm going to start this business, I'm going to write this book, I'm going to apply for this school, look at all of these things I'm doing. And what do you get in return? You get these likes, people comment like, hey, good for you, you know, keep it up, you're crushing it. And you spend all this time telling people what you're going to do, projecting that, telling yourself what you're going to do, but have you actually done anything? No, just been talking about it. Because with any of those things that I just discussed, there is a lot of things that go into that you don't want to do, or you might not want to do, right? And in the military, we call that embracing the suck. Now, there was a guy at Grunt Styles that recently actually took the time and defined what embracing the suck means, and his definition is spot on. And what he defined it as is embracing the suck is accepting or appreciating something that is extremely uncomfortable, but also unavoidable for forward progression, right? That sounds like doing the things that you don't want to do. And life and history is full of examples of people that did the things that nobody else wanted to do because they knew it would make them successful. Bill Belichick is a primary example of this. Everybody knows who Bill Belichick is, right? Everybody knows he's the head coach for the New England Patriots, X amount of Super Bowl wins, all these things. But Bill Belichick wasn't just hatched. He didn't just become Bill Belichick one day, right? He was always Bill Belichick, but he had to get himself to that point. And the way he did that was doing things that nobody else wanted to do. So Bill Belichick's first job in the NFL was with the Baltimore Colts. He didn't even get paid for this job. He showed up one day and he said, "Hey, what is the one thing that your staff does not want to do at all?" And they looked at him and they said, "Nobody wants to review film. We hate reviewing film. Nobody's got time for it. We don't like reviewing film." And Bill Belichick said, "I'll tell you what. I want to review your film." And the Baltimore Colts said, "Okay." And he wasn't even getting paid for this job, but he would sit in the film room and for hours and hours and hours and hours every day until he got the analysis that he needed, he would review film. Because he knew nobody else wanted to do it. He knew that was his foot in the door. He knew that that was one day going to make him successful. And it did. How long do you think it was before Bill Belichick earned a paycheck with the NFL and started his legendary career? It wasn't not long after that. But doing those things that we don't want to do is critical. Colin Powell is another great example of this. If you ever get the opportunity to read Colin Powell's book, My American Journey, it is amazing. It's got unabridged versions, and I've read it at least six times over the last few years. And in that book, he talks about his time as a teenager when he was hired to work at a general store, and he was sweeping floors. And in the book, he talks about, "I knew at that time I had all the potential in the world. But at that moment in time, I needed to sweep this floor. And I needed to do it better than anybody else. Because I knew that was someday going to set me up for success. Doing the thing I did not want to do." And we all know who Colin Powell is. And we all go through this in our lives. At some moment in your life, you realize that you have all the potential in the world. Right? For me, it was in my mid-20s. You realize that you have all the potential in the world, that you can go out and you can accomplish whatever it is that you want to do. You can set your sights on a goal and you can crush it. But there's going to be a lot of things that you don't want to do in order to get to that goal. So there's two people. Those that are willing to do the grunt work and embrace the suck to accomplish their goals and bleed and sweat and sometimes cry to get to where it is they want to go. And those that are like, I don't really want it that bad. I'm not going to go do those things. I'm not going to work that hard to do it. I want a work-life balance. Okay. Meanwhile, the people over here are excelling and succeeding because they are doing the things that nobody else wants to do, right? And that is critical in all of our lives, is embracing the suck. You might not want to do something. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you don't know how to do something. Maybe you just don't want to do it because it's mundane. But in all three of those instances, those are excuses. You can fix all of those things. If you're afraid to do it, well, the answer then is simple. Go do it and conquer your fear. I'm not saying don't be afraid because we've had this conversation before, but you cannot let fear paralyze you. If you don't know how to do something, you learn. And if it's mundane, just get it over with and go on about your day. Those things that we don't want to do are the things that are going to make us successful. Embracing the suck is critical to everyone who wants to be successful. It's critical to my life. It's critical to every leader that I've ever seen has at some point had to embrace the suck, had to do the things that they did not want to do, the things that maybe they thought even were beneath them, right? Because sometimes we let ego get in our way. And ego tells us, "I'm not going to go do that because that's beneath me, or that's somebody else's problem." Now, if you would have done that one thing that you didn't want to do or that your ego told you was beneath you, where would you be now? History is full of examples of people that embraced the suck and did the things that they didn't want to do and became successful. What it is not chock full of is people that didn't do that. You never hear about people that didn't overcome adversity in order to be successful, that didn't do the things that they didn't want to do, that pawned it off on someone else, said, you go ahead and you do that. I'm going to go focus only on the things that I love. Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. Right? So I just want to talk about that with you guys, give you kind of like my feedback on what it means to embrace the suck and doing those small little things that none of us really want to do but are critical for anyone to be successful. Right? Before I sign off, I just want to say, hey, Staff Sergeant Whitney, congratulations on making it through Derby Week in Ranger School. I'm so proud of you, man. You really made me eat my words, and I can't tell you how proud I am of you. All right? For the rest of you, I promise I will see you next week. Check out my website, www.michaelanthonyblanco.com. Shoot me a note there. I know there's a lot of things that we need to talk about. I keep telling you guys all these things are on the horizon, right? And they are, and I promise. And a lot of that will come to fruition here soon. All right, but for the rest of the week, I hope you guys have a great Friday, go into the weekend, get some rest so you can crush it next week. All right, stay savage. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
You've just been debriefed in the War Room with Michael Blanco. If you've enjoyed this week's meeting, make sure you subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform. As always, remember, don't be so afraid to lose that you forget how to win.